Police visits over social media posts. By Jose Nino. The doorbell rang at Raquel Pacheco's Miami Beach home on a January afternoon. When she answered, two detectives were standing there with questions about her Facebook posts. A few months earlier, halfway across the country, Adam Pyers would receive a similar visit from Texas law enforcement at his home near Temple. Both encounters, recorded on video and shared widely online, have ignited a national debate about whether American police are using concerns about hate speech and public safety as a pretext to suppress political criticism. "Free speech died at my door on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m., Pacheco told The Advocate after the January 12, 2026 encounter. "That's what it felt like." The two cases share a troubling pattern. In both instances, law enforcement officials appeared at private residences to question citizens about social media posts criticizing Israeli policies or public officials connected to Israel policy debates. In both cases, no arrests were made and no charges filed. Yet civil liberties organizations warn that these voluntary conversations may represent government intimidation of protected political speech. Pacheco, a 51-year-old military veteran and small business owner, had posted a Facebook comment criticizing Miami Beach Mayor Stephen Miner's record on Palestinian rights and LGBTQ+ issues. When the detectives arrived, she immediately invoked her constitutional rights. "I refuse to answer questions without my lawyer present," she said in the video. The officers assured her she was not going to jail and claimed they were simply there to have a conversation. But their explanation revealed a troubling rationale. "The concerning part, not concerning for the person who's posting it," one officer told Pacheco, "is when we're just trying to prevent somebody else getting agitated or agreeing with the statement." The detective went on to say that language in the post can probably incite somebody to do something radical, though he acknowledged, "We are not saying it's true or not." He advised Pacheco to refrain from posting things like that because it could get something instigated. "What really stood out to me was that they said people might agree with it," Pacheco said later. "Since when is agreement grounds for police intervention?" Miami Beach Police Chief Wayne Jones defended the visit in a January 15 statement. Jones said, "Given the real, ongoing national and international concerns surrounding anti-Semitic attacks and recent rhetoric that has led to violence against political figures, I directed two of my detectives to initiate a brief, voluntary conversation regarding certain inflammatory, potentially insightful false remarks made by a resident." Yet the Miami Herald reported that Miner's office was first to flag Pacheco's comment to police, contradicting the narrative of independent police action. In Texas, Adam Pyers faced a similar encounter on October 29, 2025. Officers from the Texas Department of Public Safety and Bell County Sheriff's Office appeared at his home after an anonymous tip flagged his social media posts about Israel. In video Pyers recorded, an officer stated simply, "We're here because of the comments you made online about Israel." No charges were filed. Civil liberties advocates see both incidents as constitutional violations dressed up as public safety measures. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, sent a letter to Miami Beach Police on January 16 calling the Pacheco visit an egregious abuse of power and a clear First Amendment violation. FIRE wrote, "Law enforcement officers making a surprise appearance on an individual's doorstep to convey official disapproval of her protected expression chills the exercise of First Amendment rights." The organization noted that the officers' own words showed they were attempting to pressure Pacheco to stop engaging in protected political speech out of concern that others might react to or agree with it. "That is not a lawful basis for police intervention," FIRE stated. The pattern extends beyond individual cases. Politicians and public officials are increasingly exploiting concerns about anti-Semitism and hate speech to justify actions against political critics. Constitutional law provides clear boundaries. Under the Brandenburg test established by the Supreme Court in 1969 in the Brandenburg v. Ohio case, speech can be restricted only if it is directed to inciting imminent lawless action and is likely to produce such action. Criticism of public officials receives the highest level of First Amendment protection, even when harsh or vehement. Yet the gap between constitutional principle and police practice appears to be widening. When officers tell a citizen they want to prevent people from agreeing with her criticism of an elected official, they cross a fundamental line. That is viewpoint discrimination, the most constitutionally suspect form of speech suppression. If the police can show up because someone might agree with you, then none of us are safe to speak, Pacheco said. For Pacheco, who served in the Connecticut Army National Guard from 1993 to 1999, the encounter echoed repression she thought she had left behind. My overwhelming feeling was that freedom of speech as I know it died at my front step yesterday, she told CBS News Miami. When government officials dispatch police to citizens' homes because their political opinions might persuade others, they abandon core democratic principles. As Fire warned, a person of ordinary firmness would likely self-censor based on a reasonable belief that continuing to post similar content would invite further law enforcement scrutiny. That chilling effect operates regardless of whether arrests occur. The presence of police at the door is deterrent enough for people to stop speaking their minds. Jose Nino is a writer based in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is currently the deputy editor of Headline USA. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on soupstck.com.